This one. The nurse orderly pushes me out into the park. There is a blanket over my once proud thighs. I used to be a leg man. Proud of them. This one thinks he is a writer. She shouts over to the other nurse, returning to the home. Shakespeare or Keats? The nurse makes a sign with a finger to her temple to indicate my madness. No, he thinks he is a writer. And they laugh, and I can't help but laugh too. Good one, nurse. I croak out all hoarse. Oh, you're dribbling. And she bends over and wipes the spittle from my chin. I glance down at her cleavage. It's been 20 years since I had an erection. I don't know why I still look. We look at the ducks and throw them some food. A couple of guys are drinking cans of beer while they fish. It looks good. They've still got it. That rod between your legs that drives you into life. Mine just leaks piss and sometimes blood. I wish death would come. I'm ready for the bastard. If I eat one more biscuit, I swear I'll cry. The geese come over en masse and start attacking the feed. I panic and drop some on my blanket. Their little footsteps increase in speed, and the nurse panics. A goose has hold of the corner of the feed-strewn blanket and whips it off, but the corner gets caught under the wheel, and I go crashing over, tipped up by the chair. For a moment, I think I'm dead. But then the guys who were drinking come over and help me up, while the nurse chases off the hungry geese. You okay? Say, yeah, you couldn't give me half of that beer. They won't give me any in there. Sure, say, I recognise you. Didn't you used to write books? I take a good hit. It's cool and tastes better than tea on a hot day like this. Yeah, something like that. I take another good hit and give it back empty. He shakes it to confirm, then throws it in a bin. You're still the same arsehole you always were. I look at him, in his 40s, with the means to get himself up in the night and not piss his pants, and I grin. Yep, guilty as charged. Look, never get old. That's my advice, son. The nurse comes over and helps me up into the chair, along with the two men. She bends over to pick up my blanket. I can't help but look. And shit, I'm getting hard. First time in 20 years. Must be the beer, the pain, and all the excitement. Must be life actually happening again. I reach down inside my slack jogging bottoms under the blanket and proceed to make a new memory. The smell of summer in my nose. My nurse's voice saying, "There, there. We'll be back soon." I'm making it happen. I've got my rod back. It's getting there. Life is happening. And as my clawed hand takes my load, I let out a gasp, a groan, and a low moan. "Shall we get the doctor to look over you?" she whispers in my ear. It sounds seductive. I wonder if she knows. Maybe she does. I clear my throat and say, "A cup of tea and some biscuits for the once great writer, please." And I smile as I'm wheeled inside the home, and the nurse laughs warmly. Today was a good day.